Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
Well, we're here at the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is author Bruce W. Perry, and he's written a book called Fitness for Geeks. Hello, Bruce. How are you?
How's it going? Thanks for inviting
me. Going very, very well. All right, this is the fourth book you've written. The previous three had nothing to do with fitness. They had to do with software, and they were how-to books.
Right, software, but same publisher.
So why fitness now? What made you dive into that part of the pool?
Well, this is a topic that is close to my heart. I've been researching fitness my whole life. And also, there's this emergence of many people who are into the science of fitness. And they're into using all these new self-tracking software and apps. So the whole thing kind of fit together. Fitness science plus the software audience.
This is not just about working out and eating right. It's about so much more, isn't it?
Right. It's a holistic guide to fitness. It's nutrition, including sports nutrition, resistance exercise, different sprinting protocols, plus all this outside-the-box stuff like fasting and meditation and something called hormesis, which is good stress.
There is such a thing?
Absolutely. One glass of wine is good stress. It creates a cellular resistance. There's an acute stress that triggers an adaptive response. I mean, that's kind of the science talk behind it. But fasting is good stress. It enhances the immune system and lowers inflammation. So it's really a lot of topics that I dived way down deep into.
Why do you use the word geeks in the title? Why is it fitness for geeks?
Well, geeks are people who dig deep down into topics that they're interested in, sort of like someone who fixes their own car is a car geek. And there's lots of people who are into the science of fitness. So they're fitness geeks, and it's a large audience. I think almost everybody is interested in their own health. So if you kind of make the jump and you get interested in the science and using some of these fitness apps, you're sort of well on your way to becoming a fitness geek.
You've indicated that this is a subject you are passionate about. You are a fitness freak, would you say?
No, not a fitness freak, just somebody who...
Just a fitness geek.
Right. Not a geek all the time either. That's just a facet of my personality. No, I've been into sports and the outdoors my whole life. You know, team sports, triathlons, the running boom. I've done a fair amount of guided mountaineering. So I love the outdoors, but I've also written for the software audience. So it's two aspects I've gone way deep into depth with.
What did you learn about fitness, and what did you learn about yourself relative to fitness when you were writing the book?
Well, I did copious research, and, you know, I was learning as I was going through the book and undertaking the research. Specific things, I gained a greater appreciation for micronutrients, you know, like vitamin D, vitamin K, and the science of sleep is interesting. It's kind of a deeply underappreciated aspect of health, you know, just get enough Z's. And I learned a lot about the configuration of the sleep stages. That was interesting.
I would imagine that you've only written about a small percentage of what you actually learned. Are there going to be more books, more Fitness for Geeks books?
Yeah, I think, you know, within a year or so, we'll probably work on a second edition. People are already asking me to expand certain aspects of it. You know, maybe put a few more things in there for the rank beginners, and every book has a missing chapter, so I think I'll add a chapter on sex, because sex is really good for fitness.
Bruce, congratulations on the book. A new subject for you. You used to write software books, now you're writing fitness books. This one is called Fitness for Geeks. The author is Bruce W. Perry. Bruce, congratulations, and good luck going forward.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.